get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
Bro. They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to a young man named Fontrell Antonio Baines. Okay, he's 31 years old and resides in Los Angeles via Memphis, and he's a rapper. A rapper that I never heard of until this weekend. And if the first time you are hearing about a person is because they are receiving Donkey of the Day, just know that probably is never a good thing. Now, his rap name is Nuke Bizzle. Ring any bells for you, Envy?
No.
Anybody out there bumping that new Nuke Bizzle drum that's hot in your parts?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Well, Nuke Bizzle, ladies and gentlemen, is just the latest in a long line of people who are going to jail for unemployment fraud this year. Now, I know we've been keeping track of all the COVID-19 cases in America this year, but we also need to be keeping track of all the unemployment fraud cases that have been happening. Okay, see, this is what I don't understand about the folks that are defrauding people under the CARES Act. Y'all do realize what y'all doing is a crime, right? This is not the blessing you've been praying for. All right. You know how we say everything happens for a reason? Very true. But sometimes that reason is simply because you made a poor choice. And Nuke Bizzle absolutely made a poor choice. A couple poor choices. See, Nuke Bizzle was arrested after applying for more than $1.2 million in jobless benefits and using stolen identities in a scheme to fraudulently obtain unemployment insurance benefits. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I have to applaud this man for aiming high. Give him a little round of applause, just a little bit. That's it. Stop. Okay. See, here's the thing. All of you who have participated in unemployment fraud, you're going to jail. Okay. Doesn't matter if you got 1 million or 10,000, they coming for you. I'm telling you. Doesn't matter if you got that money and bought a Bentley or got that money and bought a single wide trailer. You're going to jail. They coming to lock your ass up at some point. So if you're going to take a penitentiary chance, you might as well shoot for the moon. And that's what Nuke Bizzle did with this $1.2 million that he applied for. Now, Nuke Bizzle couldn't just be content with getting this money. No, not in this era. Okay, in this era, the crime isn't official until you get on social media and alert the feds about it. Okay, FBI stands for Facebook, Instagram. And because of you fools, y'all need for digital validation, because of you fools' incessant desire for likes and retweets, y'all make the feds' job so easy. Okay, but it wasn't just social media and the internet that got Nuke Bizzle jammed up. See, Nuke Bizzle, as I told y'all, is a rapper. I repeat, Nuke Bizzle is a rapper. Let's go to CBS LA for the report, please.
The Department of Justice says a rapper who bragged in a music video about getting rich from an unemployment scam is now facing federal charges. According to a criminal complaint, 31-year-old Fontrell Antonio Baines exploited the pandemic unemployment assistance provision of the Federal Coronavirus Act. He applied for more than $1.2 million in jobless benefits. Federal officials say right now he lives in Hollywood Hills, and in a video, he bragged he's going to get stacks of these while holding up envelopes from EDD. A second man in the video raps, quote, "You gotta sell cocaine, I just file a claim." If convicted, Baines faces up to 22 years in federal prison.
Those are some bars.
Yes! What? God and Aaron Magruder have the same sense of humor. This is why we need the Boondocks back. But I often wonder if the Boondocks, when the Boondocks comes back, how will they compete when the most absurd things that usually are reserved for storylines on the Boondocks are actually happening in real life? Okay, this guy, Nuke Bizzle, applied for $1.2 million in unemployment benefits, blatant unemployment fraud, and then turned around and made a song about it. Yes, a song called EDD, Nuke Bizzle, featuring Fat Wither. Would you like to hear it? Hear it,
yes.
No.
I done got rich, I'm an EDD. I ain't hit no more liquor than EDD. Hey. And just last night I was selling me. And I just woke up to 300 G. Hey. Go 60K off of SBA. Hey. It's time to ball like the NBA. 10 cars, I'm swiping 10K a day. Counting up bills of the CPA.
You gotta sell cocaine. I can just file a claim. Rats coming straight to the bank. I'm doing this shit you can't. Bugging, no smarter you ain't. EDD scale and this thing that you heard about. I be so happy to certify. Get on that laptop, I'm working out. 25 clans in 4 hours.
It's changed my life and I gotta admit it. Okay. Okay. I swear I done had in a minute. You mean to tell me I can just wait on an email and get certified for a 20? Damn, this shit hurt better than dinner. Yeah. Turned me to a scam, a creeper. Yeah. I was just stuck in the cell. Now sit back, wait on urgent mail.
Now I kind of like this song.
I like that too. I like that song.
Yeah.
I kind of like the song.
Yeah, that's the problem. Grown ass adults who know better, saying that they like songs like this.
It's no longer erectile dysfunction.
Niggardry at work, huh?
What you say, Uncle Ruckus?
That is powerful niggardry at work, huh?
One more time, Uncle Ruckus, for the people in the back.
That is powerful niggardry at work, huh?
Kids, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry, kids. I'm so sorry that we made y'all believe you really had to be living the things you rapped about. I wish more rappers told y'all that they was just performing and they was just trying to make some money. All right? There was a period in my life where I really wanted and loved when my rappers were doing the things they were talking about. But that was ignorant of me. Okay, if rappers actually did just 30% of what they rapped about doing, they would all be in prison or dead. Okay? This new generation didn't get the memo that majority of these rappers was all cap. Now they busy trying to lead two lives, trying to serve two masters. They want to rap and live a life of crime. And when you try to do both, you end up like Nuke Bizzle, okay? Facing 3 federal charges. And if convicted of all these charges, Baines, Nuke Bizzle, will face a statutory maximum sentence of 22 years in federal prison. Y'all still like the song?
It's a good song.
Song is popping.
Okay.
We're not gonna have nothing to do with it. Song is good or not. Nuke Bizzle.
We not gonna play Guess What Race This Is?
Please let Remy Ma give Nuke Bizzle the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Are they white?
I have one question.
Hmm?
Where is Fat Wizza? If Fat Wizza was featured on this song, did Fat Wizza get
locked
up too?
Are you trying to get someone else arrested?
Inquiring minds. Well, I'm trying to get them arrested. Forget the song that's got over 1 million views on YouTube, and forget the $1.2 million in unemployment fraud that they tried to get. I'm trying to get them arrested.
I ain't got rich off of EDD.
Hey.
Got rich off of EDD. All right, niggas.
That is powerful niggardry at work, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get this song? Can you send it to me?
Where is Fat Wizard, though? Seriously.
I don't know where Fat Wizard is. Fat Wizard, he's getting low right
Fat
now.
Fat Wizard, you got anything you want to say?
My goodness. All right. Thank you for that, sir.
Fat Wizard, don't pop up now. They were talking about you on The Breakfast Club. Now, you get low.
Stay low.
Delete all your social media pages and everything.
That's right.
Okay?
All right, we got more coming up next with The Breakfast Club.